people are making so much out of what you guys didn't do with an offense Monday night. How much do you think the starting offense needs to play in this game on Sunday, if any?
I don't know. I'll leave that up to the coaches. I don't think that, you know, that's not for me to decide or for me to evaluate. You know, I would certainly like to go into the postseason feeling a lot better or coming off of something a little bit better than what we put forth this last game. But, you know, of course, rest and recovery is important at this point in the season as well. And we're pretty fortunate because of the way we played throughout the season to have a first-round bye. So that's going to be huge. But, you know, we just got to get back on track. Obviously, you know, the Raiders did some really good things on defense, and we struggled on offense quite a bit. So, you know, that's probably our worst half of football, that second half of the season.
Is it overblown how much extra work you need now with Nick in going to this game for the playoffs, or will you guys, even if you don't play as much Sunday, be okay in a couple of weeks?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, we've played two games with him. We're going to get some practice and some, you know, work during the bye weeks and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, we're going to continue to develop that chemistry and that continuity with Nick. And, you know, I don't really think too much about all that other stuff.
He took pretty well to the tempo, obviously, in 2013 and was working, you know, late last week. Is there something about Nick's game that you think translates pretty well to the tempo style?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, he's done that a lot before. I mean, we did that with Chip quite a bit. But he's been successful in huddle situations too. I thought, you know, my second year with Andy's last year, he did a pretty good job when he was put in that situation to go play football. And you know, he's a very solid quarterback. And you just gotta kind of, you know, we're obviously not the best performance from the entire offense this past week. But you know, I don't really. I think he can be successful in any of those situations.
Back in 2013, you guys had the same offensive line for the entire 16-game schedule. And this year you've been able to withstand all the different injuries and changes along the line. Why do you think that's been the case? You guys have been able to remain so successful?
I don't know. I mean, I think obviously Jason Peters was a huge loss. And not just in how tremendous of a football player he is, but just the person he is in this team, in this locker room and stuff like that. That one, you know, was probably the biggest one besides Carson that you were like, I don't know how we're going to respond to this. You know, I think just we have really, really good depth, and we've had good depth here for, I mean, last year we had good depth as well when Wiz went in. He did a great job. Isaac did a good job when he was called upon. You know, I think Stout does a great job of making sure the backups are ready to go. And we have a great team. I mean, we have great running backs. We have the ability to throw the ball, which helps out our running game, to say the least. We have quarterbacks that make good decisions and put us in the right place. I mean, it's not overly complicated. And I think that, you know, when you have a game plan and when you have guys that are put in good situations, it leads to them getting the job done usually.
Do you think it's more of you taking the leadership role and the way that your role's evolved in the last few years?
I don't think so, no. I think my role's been pretty much the same for the past three, four years. So I just think we have really, really good depth now. The coaches, the front office have done a great job of making sure that the offensive line has had great depth. And we got stuck there, and I think that was my second year where they really, really struggled with you know, some of the backups and stuff like that. And, but, no, I don't think that – I think this is more of a credit to just the coaches – and the personnel department.
How's Nick different now than he was then?
I mean, obviously he's played a lot more football now. I mean, he's been through four different coaching staffs besides this one. I think that sounds right, maybe. You know, he's been with three different teams. So, you know, he's kind of been around the block, and, you know, he can kind of pick and draw and take everything from, you know, where you've been. You feel more comfortable, more confident in yourself. Naturally, I think the more you play this game, and I think that, you know, that'd be the biggest thing. He's still the same guy, though. He's still a competitive, loves to play the football game. You know, when you're out there with him, he's having fun. He's enthusiastic. I mean, that part of Nick has never changed.
It was all new to him back then, is it?
Yeah. I think the main year I had with him, you know, he's thrust into it like halfway through the season, four games in, when Vic went down with like a hamstring injury and he started playing really well. And, you know, it's just, you know, he was very new to the NFL at that point. So, you know, I think that, you know, now he kind of knows what he likes. He's been around. He, you know, he's just much more seasoned now is the biggest difference.